Welcome to www.dentistryforchildren.com. Root canals. In the past, if you had a tooth with a diseased nerve, you'd probably lose that tooth. Today, with a special dental procedure called root canal treatment, your tooth can be saved. When a tooth is cracked or has a deep cavity, bacteria can enter the pulp tissue and germs can cause an infection inside the tooth. If left untreated, an abscess may form. If the infected tissue is not removed, pain and swelling can result. This can not only injure your jaw bones, but it is also detrimental to your overall health. Root canal treatment involves 1 to 3 visits. During treatment, your general dentist or endodontist, a dentist who specializes in problems with the nerves of the teeth, removes the affected tissue. Next, the interior of the tooth will be cleaned and sealed. Finally, the tooth is filled with a dental composite. If your tooth has extensive decay, your doctor may suggest placing a crown to strengthen and protect the tooth from breaking. As long as you continue to care for your teeth and gums with regular brushing, flossing, and checkups, your restored tooth can last a lifetime. Sealants. Sometimes brushing is not enough, especially when it comes to those hard-to-reach spots in your mouth. It is difficult for your toothbrush to get in between the small cracks and grooves on your teeth. If left alone, those tiny areas can develop tooth decay. Sealants give your teeth extra protection against decay and help prevent cavities. Dental sealants are plastic resins that bond and harden in the deep grooves on your tooth's surface. When a tooth is sealed, the tiny grooves become smooth and are less likely to harbor plaque. With sealants, brushing your teeth becomes easier and more effective against tooth decay. Sealants are typically applied to children's teeth as a preventive measure against tooth decay after the permanent teeth have erupted. However, adults can also receive sealants on healthy teeth. It is more common to seal permanent teeth rather than baby teeth, but every patient has unique needs, and your dentist will recommend sealants on a case-by-case basis. Sealants last from 3 to 5 years, but it is fairly common to see adults with sealants still intact from their childhood. A dental sealant only provides protection when it is fully intact, so if your sealants come off, let your dentist know, and schedule an appointment for your teeth to be resealed. Veneers. You no longer need to hide your smile because of gaps, chips, stains, or misshapen teeth. With veneers, you can easily correct your teeth's imperfections to help you have a more confident, beautiful smile. Veneers are natural in appearance, and they are a perfect option for patients wanting to make minor adjustments to the look and feel of their smile. Veneers are thin, custom-made shells made from tooth-colored materials such as porcelain, and they are designed to cover the front side of your teeth. To prepare for veneers, your doctor will create a unique model of your teeth. This model is sent to the dental technician to create your veneers. Before placing your new veneer, your doctor may need to conservatively prepare your tooth to achieve the desired aesthetic result. When your veneers are placed, you'll be pleased to see that they look like your natural teeth. While veneers are stain-resistant, your doctor may recommend that you avoid coffee, tea, red wine, and tobacco to maintain the beauty of your new smile. Wisdom teeth. Wisdom teeth are types of molars found in the very back of your mouth. They usually appear in the late teens or early 20s, but may become impacted, fail to erupt due to lack of room in the jaw or angle of entry. When a wisdom tooth is impacted, it may need to be removed. If it is not removed, you may develop gum tenderness, swelling, or even severe pain. Impacted wisdom teeth that are partially or fully erupted tend to be quite difficult to clean and are susceptible to tooth decay, recurring infections, and even gum disease. Wisdom teeth are typically removed in the late teens or early 20s because there is a greater chance that the teeth's roots have not fully formed and the bone surrounding the teeth is less dense. These two factors can make extraction easier as well as shorten the recovery time. In order to remove a wisdom tooth, your dentist first needs to numb the area around the tooth with a local anesthetic. Since the impacted tooth may still be under the gums and embedded in your jawbone, your dentist will need to remove a portion of the covering bone to extract the tooth. In order to minimize the amount of bone that is removed with the tooth, your dentist will often section your wisdom tooth so that each piece can be removed through a small opening in the bone. Once your wisdom teeth have been extracted, the healing process begins. Depending on the degree of difficulty related to the extraction, healing time varies. Your dentist will share with you what to expect and provide instructions for a comfortable, efficient healing process. Teeth for life. Practicing good oral hygiene means maintaining your child's smile by visiting the dentist regularly and taking care of her teeth and gums in between checkups. Our practice wants to make sure that your child gets the most out of her office visits, and that her teeth stay healthy for life. We'll work with you to provide complete dental care, and show you how to maintain your child's smile at home with the right dental products for you and your family. Dental cleanings and regular checkups. Regular dental checkups are an important part of maintaining good oral health. During regular checkups, the hygienist will check for any problems that may not be seen or filled, look for cavities or other signs of tooth decay, inspect the teeth and gums for gingivitis and signs of periodontal disease, provide a thorough teeth cleaning, rinse, and polish. Visiting the dentist every 6 months gives you and your child the chance to talk with your doctor and receive answers for any questions you may have about your family's oral health. Checkups are also a great way to find out about new treatments that may benefit your child's smile. Choosing the right toothpaste and toothbrush. From toothpaste and mouthwash to toothbrushes and dental floss, it's important to choose the right products. Keep in mind that when you're looking for a new toothpaste or toothbrush, be sure to choose one that has been approved by the American Dental Association ADA. Your dentist can also help by recommending certain dental products for use at home. Pediatric dentistry. A child's first visit to the dentist should be enjoyable. Children are not born with the natural fear of the dentist, but they can fear the unknown. Our office makes a special effort to use pleasant, non-frightening, simple words to describe each treatment. We want you and your child to feel at ease from the moment your family arrives at our office. The more you and your child know about that first visit, the better you will feel. The American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry recommends children should visit the dentist by their first birthday. It is important that your child's newly erupted teeth erupting at 6 and 12 months of age receive proper dental care and benefit from proper oral hygiene habits right from the beginning. Dental care for your baby. Congratulations on the arrival of your baby. Are you prepared for the arrival of your baby's first tooth? Follow these guidelines and your son or daughter will be on the way to a lifetime of healthy smiles. Caring for gums. Even before your baby's first tooth appears, the gums can benefit from your careful attention. After breast or bottle feeding, wrap one finger with a clean, damp washcloth or piece of gauze and gently rub it across your baby's gum tissue. This practice both clears your little one's mouth of any fragments of food and begins the process for building good daily oral care habits. Baby's first tooth. When that first tooth makes an entrance, it's time to upgrade to a baby toothbrush. There are usually two options: a long-handled toothbrush that you and your baby can hold at the same time, and a finger puppet-like brush that fits over the tip of your pointer finger. In each case, the bristles are soft and few. At this stage, toothpaste isn't necessary. Just dip the brush in water before brushing. If your little one doesn't react well to the introduction of a toothbrush, don't give up. Switch back to a damp washcloth for a few months and try the toothbrush again. During the teething process, your child will want to chew on just about anything, and a baby toothbrush with a teether can become a favorite toy during this period. Brushing with toothpaste. When a few more teeth appear, you can start using toothpaste with your child's brush. However, for the first 2 years, be sure to choose toothpaste that does not contain fluoride, unless advised to do so by your dentist, because too much fluoride can be dangerous for youngsters. At this stage, use only a tiny amount of toothpaste. From the beginning, have your little one practice spitting the toothpaste out after brushing to prepare for fluoride toothpaste, which should not be swallowed at any age. Avoiding cavities. Don't give your baby any sort of sweetened liquid such as flavored drinks or soda. Even the sugars present in fruit juice, formula, and milk, this goes for breast milk as well, can cause decay, so regular teeth and gum cleaning is vital. Also, make sure your baby never goes to bed with a bottle. Sugary liquids and prolonged contact with teeth are a guarantee for early childhood decay, also called baby bottle caries. First visit to the dentist. It's recommended that you bring your baby in for a visit within 6 months of the first tooth's eruption, usually around his or her first birthday. Since decay can occur in even the smallest of teeth, the earlier your baby visits us, the more likely he or she is to avoid problems. We'll look for any signs of early problems with your baby's oral health and check in with you about the best way to care for your little one's teeth. Remember that preparing for each dental visit with a positive attitude goes a long way toward making your child comfortable with regular checkups. Setting a good example. As part of the natural learning process, little ones are expert mimics, and you can take advantage of this talent. Brush and floss daily while your child is watching, and he or she will intuit at an early age the importance of your good habits. As soon as your child shows interest, offer a toothbrush of his or her own and encourage your toddler to brush with you. You'll find toothbrushes with chunky, short handles that are easy to grip. Most children don't have the dexterity necessary to thoroughly clean their own teeth until they're about 6 or 7, so you'll have to do that part of the job. Try different tactics to make brushing fun: flavored toothpaste, a toothbrush with a favorite character on it, or singing songs about brushing. The primary goal is to instill healthy oral habits at an early age to set your child up for a lifetime of healthy, cavity-free teeth. Please visit our site to www.dentistryforchildren.com for more information on children's dentist Wilmington.